It could be any town in any year, a dispute over local taxes flaring up just as town meeting approaches. This time, it's Exeter's turn. NHPR's Todd Bookman takes us now through the drama that's led to a strange item on that town's ballot. Our setting is a half-empty high school auditorium.
It's a Saturday in February, hour four of the town's deliberative session, the event where voters get to weigh in on what goes on the townwide ballot in March. Should we pay for a new sewer line? That sort of thing.
Article 29.
Exeter's town moderator Paul Scafidi is standing on a stage inside the auditorium.
By petition of Nicholas Gray and other undersigned registered voters of Exeter, New Hampshire, in an effort...
He introduces Article 29, a citizen's petition that calls for a 3% tax cap in Exeter. Tax caps limit how fast a town budget can grow from year to year. They're a favored tool of fiscal conservatives, a way to limit spending at the local level. A couple of cities in New Hampshire have one.
I'm proposing this tax cap so that we can continue to provide high-quality public services while also retaining our middle class.
The protagonist in this story is Nick Gray, the citizen behind this citizen's petition. He's 24 years old, he's wearing a black leather jacket, speaking into a microphone in front of the stage. Gray tells the audience that a 3% tax cap is the best way to keep property taxes manageable for residents.
I know of seniors on fixed income who are being forced out because of the decisions that occur at town hall. I know of families who are struggling to make ends meet, to put food on their table, to get their kids through school because of the decisions that we make at town hall.
But a chorus of people here at this meeting are of the opinion that Exeter, founded in 1638, has gotten along just fine all these years without a tax cap.
I remember the day when I was a much younger man, when everybody thought of themselves as a citizen.
This is Doug Flockhart. He's active in local Democratic politics.
And it was people who thought of themselves as citizens, not taxpayers, but citizens first, who built our town hall, who built our library, and who built the room you're sitting in. Shame to you who say, I'm a taxpayer first and a citizen last.
There's fewer than 100 people in the auditorium, out of a town of 15,000. Not exactly democracy's finest showing. Peter Francis then steps up to the mic. He's got a plot twist in mind.
This is a bad idea. I'll make a motion. We'll see how it goes. The motion is to amend this citizen's petition. I believe I can do that. Am I correct?
I don't think so.
No, I can't amend it. All right, fine.
But wait, the moderator checks with the town's lawyer, who's sitting at a folding table on the stage.
Mr. Francis?
Yes, my time is up, I'm sure.
No, that's not my... Just speaking to counsel, you can amend this petition article in number only. In other words, you can make an amendment to change the 3% to a different number.
Translation, Francis can't amend how the tax cap would work, and he can't just ask to have it scrapped. But he can change the percent to anything he wants.
I make a motion that the 3% be changed to 30%. Do I hear a second?
Francis isn't actually pushing here for the town budget to grow by 30% each year. What he's doing is arguing that tax caps, which are usually around 2 or 3%, are short-sighted, that they put a stranglehold on future town governments. So by putting the number so high, he's rendering the tax cap meaningless. Francis and Nick Gray live less than a mile from each other, but may as well exist on different planets. Gray is young, conservative. Francis, a demographer who's long criticized our, quote, obsession with taxes. A woman named Nora Arica walks to the mic. She's on Gray's planet.
This is a joke, 30%, and this shouldn't even be happening. The voters are not idiots.
It is a joke. Francis doesn't deny that. But we're now in hour five of the deliberative session. The audience is antsy. It's time for a vote.
All those in favor.
Hands go up.
Opposed.
An equal number of hands go up. So they do it again. And again.
Okay, we're in a queer state right here. First time we counted it, it was a tie. The second time we counted it, it was a tie. The third time we counted it, it changed by one. So.
We're going to go to a secret ballot. Gray, the petitioner, would later contend that this is not how the process is supposed to work, but the moderator is in charge.
Okay, the vote's been taken. Yes, 58. No, 41. The amendment passes.
Peter Francis's 30% cap prevails. And yes, that vote tally is not that close. Apparently, supporters worked the phones during the interval and got neighbors to scramble over to the high school to vote. But that's not the end of the story, because now Nick Gray walks back up to the microphone.
To avoid the embarrassment of having a 30% tax cap proposed in March, I make an amendment to change the 30% figure to 4%.
4%. That's a lot closer to 3 than to 30. But still, Gray is offering the town an olive branch. He hasn't read the room well, though, because here comes Paul Royal. He laces his monologue with math.
Does anybody know what the difference between 3% and 4% is on your town taxes if you live in a $300,000 house? It's $1.82 a month. $1.82, $21.75 a year. But you know what it also could be? It could be the difference between having a cop show up when you need one, having a fireman show up when your garage or your house is on fire.
A broken window, a burning garage, symbols of a town's descent. Royal draws his sword in opposition.
This room has already said no. The tax cap in general is a bad idea, and this 4% is gamesmanship. Gamesmanship being put forward by a lone wolf that has already been told, today you lose. Thank you.
Throughout all this criticism, Nick Gray doesn't flinch, doesn't raise his voice. He's stoic, defiant.
So regardless of the blowback that I face in this room, I'm going to continue to stand up and fight for what I know is right.
This fight scene is over. The 4% is voted down. The 30% gets final approval. So at town meeting next Tuesday, the citizens of Exeter will vote on a tax cap that's not really a tax cap, and a citizen's petition that the original citizen no longer supports. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.